insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا
The sovereignty on that day will be the true one, belonging to the most beneficent, and it will be a hard day for the disbelievers.
Dear listeners, the 26th verse of this chapter states, الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا The dominion that day in truth shall belong to the beneficent Lord, and a hard day shall it be for the unbelievers. As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, we were talking about the condition and the state of the wrongdoers in hereafter, yet in the previous verses only one verse was mentioned about the Ashabul Jannah, the people of paradise, the companions of paradise, and it was for the reason that the Holy Quran sets good and bad beside each other. So there must be a kind of good tidings and encouragement after the warning and advice. But again, the discussion turned to the day of resurrection, the destiny of the wrongdoers on that day. Now, in this verse, one of the clearest characteristics of resurrection is referred to, where it says, الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ The dominion that day in truth shall belong to the beneficent Lord. Even those who have some kind of virtual sovereignty and kind of power in this world will leave their apparent government and sovereignty sovereignty on that day will belong to his pure essence from every aspect, from every dimension. And because of this, as the Holy Quran says, كَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا A hard day shall it be for the unbelievers. Because on that day, those virtual powers will completely diminish, sovereignty will be particular to Almighty Allah, and the disbelievers' shelters will be destructed, they will be ruined, the tyrannical powers will disappear, and the ones they relied on will no longer be there, though they were also not in this world before His will, but here, on that day, they have nothing, they have no power, and they are not seen important at all. In resurrection, the fact will manifest, and unfaithful people's imaginations and dreams will blow out somehow. They can resort to nothing and no one when they face the divine punishments. That is why that day will be very difficult for them, كَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا. A hard day shall it be for the unbelievers, because for them it is difficult, but believers will have an easy and comfortable day.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
series
of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
It has been reported that when the Prophet was reciting the verse saying, in a day whereof the span is 50,000 years, which shows the day of resurrection is equal to 50,000 years, he said, what a strange long day it is. The Prophet ﷺ said, I swear by the one in whose hand is my life, that that day will become light for the believers, as short as the time is spent for performing one ritual prayer in this world. If we carefully study other verses of the Holy Quran, we understand that that resurrection is only hard for the pagans. On one side, we read in chapter Baqarah that it is said, إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ. On the day when those who were followed disowned those who followed them, and they would see the torment, and their ties between them are cut asunder. On the other side, we read in chapter Lahab, the second verse, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. His wealth avails him not, neither what he had earned. And we also read in chapter Dukhan, that the day on which a friend shall not avail his friend nothing, nor shall they be helped. So by carefully studying these verses, we would understand why that day is hard for the pagans. Even intercession, that is the only way of salvation, is for those sinners that have some kind of relationship with Allah and with his friends. And also, they will not be allowed to apologize on that day, let alone to the acceptance of their unreasonable excuses. The Holy Quran says, nor will it be open to them to put forth excuses. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.